The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
This morning, the Dublin City Council are launching Sculpture Dublin. They're commissioning six new public sculptures for various parts of the city. Who or what will they be? Where will they put them? And who gets to decide? Let's talk to Professor Paula Murphy, who lectures in art history at UCD. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, Ryan. Let me just come down from dancing around my study to Dave's music.
Did you enjoy it, Paula?
God, it was lively, wasn't it?
It was lively, and, you know, he's such a positive guy.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's a good song, but I'm glad we got you moving, like the statues this morning in your study, Paula. This is a good start to your week.
This is a great, great start to my week. Okay. Because, well, just sculpture is never at the centre of conversation.
Yeah.
It's
painting
and it's architecture. And now, from today, sculpture is centre stage.
Well, it is quite the time. I mean, when you turn on the American TV channels and you see all the sculptures being torn down, and we've discussed it on this programme, like so many others, this idea of public sculptures and who gets to be where and why, and putting people on pedestals in the first instance. So maybe give us the nutshell of what's happening today.
What's happening today is that we're launching Sculpture Dublin, and an initiative of Dublin City Council. And what's going to happen, it's sort of two-pronged in a way. There are going to be six new sculptures commissioned for Dublin.
Oh.
And there is going to be a programme of engagement. Now, there'll be a programme of engagement with the public in relation to those. But there's a different programme of engagement in relation to the sculpture that's already in the city. So encouraging people to come in and look at what we have in the city and getting to know the work. Because, you know, we tend not to be looking at what's in our own city and sort of passing by things and not being aware of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It often takes a tourist to tell you should go to that place.
Yeah.
So six new sculptures, that's quite a lot. I mean, I often think sculptures are kind of a rarity, but this is like a sextet of sculptures coming to the capital. Why so many, and what is the nature of this initiative?
Because Dublin City Council had the money to do it, and because it was time to put some new sculptures in place, and there are parts of Dublin that need pieces of sculpture. There's a new park, People's Park, opening in being designed and opening in Ballyfermot. Mm-hmm. There's a piece of sculpture going there. Bushy Park in Terenure, which is a very big park, has no sculpture. So there's one going there.
Mm-hmm.
There's one going in Kildonan Park in Finglas, same. Smithfield in Dublin, which really is crying out for a piece of sculpture, and St. Anne's Park in Raheny. Now, St. Anne's Park in Raheny is getting something different. It's getting a piece of land art. And whereas the other ones that I've mentioned, these are all the permanent ones, they're all open to any sculptor who wants to submit for, you know, to see if they can win the commission. The St. Anne's one is a limited select competition because it's a piece of land art.
Land art means what?
Means really working with the terrain. So it's a piece that's in a sense built into the landscape.
And that's as opposed
to
something.
Rather than something that's being put on a plinth, if you like.
Okay. And in the other parks that you mentioned and the sculptures that are going to go in there, are they going to be people or are they going to be more symbolic of a thing?
Well, now that depends on the sculptor who's selected. They could be either. You know, someone can choose to put in a statue of a person who they think is a local person who should be commemorated there. My sense is that that's probably unlikely. I imagine it's more likely to be something symbolic. But, I mean, that's entirely... I mean, sculptors, they're open to submit whatever they want in terms of their designs, and there'll be a selection panel. And there'll be local community engagement, and one of them will be selected to go forward. Sculptors can only submit for one of the six commissions. They can't have a go at all of them.
Oh, right. They can't just say, we'll have a lash at everything and see what happens.
Let's throw this into
okay.
all of them. And there's one temporary one going up, and temporary is always exciting.
Yeah.
Because there's an empty plinth, there are two empty plinths in Dublin, one in the Phoenix Park, which held the statue of the Earl of Carlisle, who was blown off it in 1958, and not by the wind. There's a plinth outside the City Hall, which held a statue of Daniel O'Connell, but the O'Connell statue was taken into the rotunda inside the hall, and the plinth just remained empty. So a temporary sculpture has been commissioned for that location.
Do you think, Paula, given that this is your area of expertise, that sculptures of people are becoming a little passé, and in the sense that people feel, well, that's kind of an old-fashioned thing to do now?
Well, I think... Certainly, it's very much a thing of the past, which I don't think means that they should be taken down or disappear or blown up or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But since particularly abstract art came in the early 20th century, there are sculptors who just simply like to work with shape and form. You know, walk around Trinity College, wonderful abstract pieces in the grounds of Trinity College. But there is also, I think, in relation to the portrait statue, you know, who do you put on a pedestal today?
Yeah, in every sense, yeah. Metaphorically or real.
Yeah. And I used to do a little exercise with my students in UCD, teaching a sculpture course, and I would ask them about this. And, you know, when we'd been through David Beckham and Princess Diana and whoever else they'd have said, you know, really, when you talk about it, there aren't many people you'd want to commemorate in that way.
Well, that's the point. And also, it's how fleeting history is, in the sense that if we said today, who would you put as a sculpture, as what human person as opposed to, it could be somebody who is significant this year and in 2 years' time could be kind of quietly forgotten because they were of that time.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's quite hard. Yeah. Isn't that why they probably wait till the passage of time before statues are put up of people?
Yes, and I think also it depends on the location of them. If you put a statue of a local sports person or a pop singer, band leader, whatever it is, in the country town from which they came, I think they continue to be remembered in those locations. Mm. Whereas if you put that in the centre of Dublin, well, I mean, people might be saying, probably saying in 10 years' time, you know, who is Joe Dolan or, you know, whatever it would be. So I think when they're related with their location, I think it's different.
They will never ask who was Joe Dolan. You know that, Paula.
Excuse me.
What a faux pas to make on RT Radio 1.
No, but this was about something.
I know what you're saying. I understand. No, I'm only acting the maggot. Now, let me ask you, you must be curious when you look at the papers of late and seeing the constant messing with the Luke Kelly statues.
Yeah.
Have you any answer for me as to why they're at them?
I think one of the obvious things is that they're accessible.
Okay.
You know, they're at ground level.
That's okay. That's a great answer, actually. Yeah. So you can eyeball them.
Absolutely, yeah. And if they can get at something, they will get at something.
That's for sure. Jamie was on to say Ballymaloe Sculpture Trail now open on lawn and fields in front of Ballymaloe House. Tommy says, I regularly walk through UCD and Belfield and love looking at the sculptures. They're hidden
there too.
Yeah. Maeve says, what about a sculpture to thank our frontline healthcare workers? The time is right. And again, that would be very much of our time. And that's what's happening today, is that you're launching this Sculptures Dublin programme with a view to commissioning these statues, so the sculptors and artists among our listeners might start getting busy thinking, and six statues or six sculptures ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the commission will be launched today, and that public engagement program will start from September. And that'll happen by way of talks, you know, going out to give talks in various locations to communities. And just informing them about, you know, that informing is sort of heavy, but, you know, telling them the stories about the sculptures, how they came to be put in place, the commissioning, and some of the stories are really interesting and some of them quite funny.
Brilliant. I look forward to investigating it further. Sculpturedublin.ie is where you need to go if this is of interest to you. Paul, it's been lovely talking to you. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Ryan.
Not at all. Professor Paula Murphy joining us about that initiative, which sounds intriguing, to say the least. Now, lots of love in for Dave this morning, who we spoke to a little earlier on. And as somebody says, Eugene says, the Irish Tourist Board, Fáilte Ireland, should get their hands on that song. It's so upbeat, and it's called Coming Home. So you're quite right. That would be a great ad, and it would be shopping local and keeping a brand new local band with a great story on the radar. That's somebody clever now in Fáilte, Ireland should pick that up and roll with that. Listening to your last guest, I can't but think of the film The Nativity, about an SNA musician trying to organise a Christmas play in his school. So funny. I think Dave could play the lead role in that movie. Well, he certainly has the personality for it. And somebody else says, it's great to acknowledge the prompt action of the staff in St. James's, who, amid this awful pandemic, when they were so overworked in March, reacted so quickly to Dave's blood tests and treated his case as a priority. So serious illnesses did not go unnoticed. Well said. Bravo to all the medics. And thanks for that, Evelyn. Statue of David Attenborough, a global figure of the decade, says Ruth. There's a little a statue planned in Remelton in County Donegal for William C. Campbell, the local man, Nobel laureate, who saved so many million people from their river blindness and so many animals from liver fluke, and whose drug is being tested for COVID. Bill was 90 a few days ago. Wow, what a great story that is. Must investigate that. And Cormac was on to say, just watch Dave's Stolen City coming home video, and it is as infectious as Dave's personality. It's so uplifting. Wishing him and the band well. So it's good news. Stories coming from Dave this morning, and hopefully more where that came from. Back in a minute.